Ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. How are you all today? Great to be here and great to have you here with us, getting ready for another adventure. Today's adventure is a new perspective on imagination. This is going to be a very interesting and powerful conversation. And I'm looking forward to having that in just a moment here. Want to welcome you to the show. My name is Jim Case, and I am the host of Adventures in Truth. And every show, we want to dive into the concepts, the beliefs, the things that we sort of take for granted as what we call truth in our lives. And we like to take those things apart and really look at them from an energetic perspective and kind of present a new perspective, a way of approaching these things that forwards your progress, that forwards your experience in your own transformation. So going to be a great show today. Glad you all are here to participate with me in it. And I'm going to take a moment here and just talk about my book for a second, because we're getting really close and I want you guys to get to experience this in as it is a really powerful tool. So coming here real soon, actually coming in the fall, should be about 2 months away, my book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book is a deep dive into the experience and evolution of fear in the human experience. And we go very deeply into the underpinnings of how fear is utilized and what fear has accomplished, but more importantly, how you free yourself from it, how you shift your way to a fearless position or a place of opportunity is where I prefer to go with it, so that you're not locked into making choices based on fear. So this is a powerful book. It's you're going to love it. It's really going to provide a powerful foundation for your own transformation. So please take some time, head over to the website. We're not open for pre-sales just yet, but I want to make sure you know we're there and we're going to be very soon. So look for that. We'll keep you posted. Thanks, guys. All right. And today we are getting ready to hear again to dive into a new perspective on imagination. And so where did this evolve from? So as I see this, as we're in this period of such tremendous change and such tremendous growth, as we peel back the layers of all the things that you know, we want to understand more deeply, I think imagination is a powerful tool, and it's something that has come up for me a lot recently in really understanding how I can create, how I create, and what I create. So to me, and for me, imagination is a gateway. And a lot of this may not be new, but I'm going to put a different perspective to it because I'm seeing the tool of imagination as really critical and really important to going forward in our life experience and the experience of being human on this planet. And why I say that is because where we will find solutions is in imagination, because so many things are apparently wrong. So many things are apparently not working in our culture, in our country, in our world, for various reasons and varying degrees. But for the human species as a whole, we're challenged right now. And those challenges can be viewed in many different ways. But from my perspective, building that relationship with imagination is key. coming to a new perspective of imagination is key. I have, as I was preparing for the show and thinking about and contemplating and meditating on this concept and this idea, it really occurred to me that we don't give a lot of credence to imagination as a as an integral or even really integral, important part of our life experience. As kids, we're encouraged to have imagination to a degree, and then somewhere along the way, we're encouraged to not have imagination or to hide our imagination or limit our imagination to those things of fancy as opposed to those things we want to create. So how I'm seeing imagination, is this portal. It is our connection. It is our human connection to the non-physical. It is a direct link. It is not a kind of link. It is not a maybe thing. It is not a, oh, maybe, maybe not. It is absolutely our doorway to the connection to all possibility. And so this becomes an important part of understanding this tool. Here we have this amazing, powerful, incredible ability that we don't even look at as an ability. We look at it as a thing that shows up that more often than not causes us trouble, or more often than not gets us in trouble because supposedly we're not paying attention to reality, or we're not paying attention to what the physical reality of this world is demonstrating. And what I believe about this is that imagination truly is the gateway to create change. And if you don't believe me, all you have to do is look in history for that to be true, because everything that has come through our culture, our country, our world, our humanity, that has impacted all of us, came from that space of imagination. So it's kind of interesting to me that as you look at our world, we tend to want to dumb down the idea of imagination and not fully embrace it or not fully utilize it to its greatest potential. So to that end here, well, let me look at my notes so I stay on track. Let's take a moment here before we dive in too deep. And I want to take a moment to focus, like we do at the beginning of every show, taking the time to bring ourselves present in this moment, in this conversation, in this experience, so that you can fully embrace it, so that you have the opportunity to feel it and to find out how it resonates with you. And to determine if it does resonate, then something that you can jump on that horse and you can ride for a while. So taking that moment, let's take a moment here wherever you are. Hopefully you're sitting or laying down or present someplace. If you're not driving, please close your eyes and just get present with your body in this moment. And just feel and be with your breath. Just feel it. Don't do anything to it. Don't try to change it. Just be with it and be aware of it right now. What's the quality of your breath as you sit quietly? Do you breathe deeply? Do you breathe shallowly? Do you find that your chest expands 360 degrees when you breathe, or does it just feel like your chest lifts and falls? And as you're being with your breath, shift and expand your awareness to all of your body. What is your body feeling? What are you feeling in your body? Just be aware. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to fix anything. You're just in awareness of this moment of being in your body with your breath. And now we're going to move into some managed breathing. We're going to learn and begin to use more and more of this breath to expand our experience, to clean our energy, to open up to new possibility. And so we're going to inhale to a count of four. At the top of that inhale, you're going to hold gently and you're going to relax in that hold. Let your body completely relax, and then you'll release out of the mouth, breathing all of that air out. And you're going to exhale to a count of six. So we're inhaling to four. At the top, we're holding for maybe one or two. Then we're exhaling for six. And then we're going to do the same at the bottom. At the bottom, you're going to relax your body completely empty. And then you'll re-engage and lift and fill to four. Okay? So walk with me through this as we begin, keeping your eyes closed, keeping that focus that you just created. As we inhale in through the nose, 2, 3, 4, relax at the top, and then release from the mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And at the bottom, we release and relax. Feel the body relax and then inhale fully and completely. 2, 3 through the nose, 4. At the top, we rest the shoulders, relax and release from the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Relax in that exhaled empty state. And now engage and inhale, fully breathing, 3, 4, full, as you relax the body at the top, releasing from the mouth for 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as you relax at the bottom. One more time together, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, feel that full expansion and hold and relax. And now release from the mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Continue that rhythm on your own for 3 more breaths, remembering to relax at the top and to relax at the bottom. As you reach the top, you hold and relax. Continuing that process gently, staying focused internally. And staying with your breath, staying internal. I want you to hear these words and just take them in, feel them. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. And just feel that through your energy system. Feel the power of the change in your breath. All of that beautiful energy. Breath is life. Breath is energy. Breath is what fuels everything that we are. So learning to manage the breath is so powerful. Bringing yourself back into the present moment, fully engaged and ready to have this conversation. And here we go. So as we were talking about at the beginning of the show, so much to talk about with regard to imagination, so much to engage with. But I want to start with a basic idea here with imagination. And that is, I want to differentiate that imagination is not mind, and mind is not imagination. And you go, okay, why does that matter? What does that have to do with anything? Well, here's what it has to do with. Imagination, if it is indeed, as I believe, this portal, this connection to the non-physical, it is this place that we go in pure energy that has all potential. There is nothing off limits in this space of imagination. But imagination in and of itself, that portal is actually only present when we are. That portal is only available when we are in the present moment. And I hear you, because I thought about this, and you go, yeah, but I can be in meditation and my mind can go off and my imagination goes crazy. Or, I've been thinking about this situation and I have all these ideas and thoughts about it. Exactly. Ideas and thoughts. If you are in the past or if you are in the future, then imagination, that portal, is not available. What is available is mind. And remember, in the context of consciousness, if we consider that we are only somewhere about maybe 10% of our available consciousness is it, we are aware of. So 90% of all of who we are is not something that we can readily experience. I mean, we can readily experience it, but I mean, it's not conscious. So the idea of becoming conscious is to bring those things below the conscious threshold, above the conscious threshold. Well, that only happens in the present moment. If you attempt to activate the idea of imagination into the past, what's happening actually is that you're actually going into the warehouse of your unconscious or subconscious, and your mind is pulling up images and processes and dreams and all kinds of information about that topic that you are interested in, and providing you this movie. And we all see it. We all see these movies. The same happens in the other side of the process. If we're focused on the future, the mind is going to go after all the images and thoughts and experiences or things that we've had that relate to that idea, and provide you a movie that will satisfy you or not satisfy you, or will create whatever it does. But I think true imagination, again, those are mind games. Those are what takes place in being out of now. And it can look good and it can maybe even feel good, but it's coming, its source, the source is coming from your own stuff in the warehouse of your consciousness. So it isn't connected material. It isn't stuff that has you coming from an aligned place. That's why being present is so powerful, because when we are present now, we connect directly to our higher self. We connect to that larger part of ourselves. We become the creator because we are utilizing all of the energies of the present in order for that to happen. So imagination is not mind, and mind is not imagination. So what we recognize is that, okay, I need to be present. So I do the things I can do, like we just did, using the breath, bringing in fresh energy, bringing in new energy, releasing old stale energy, getting our system present right here, right now, getting our full awareness into this moment. And then what is the desire that has stimulated this desire for imagination? What is this desire that is stimulating my imagination? The imagination is I have a desire. This desire is not quite defined. It ultimately, usually a desire is a place of experience or feeling. Desire doesn't typically relate to things like cars and houses and those things. That's how we extrapolate our desire. That's how we take our desire and turn it into things that we think will create that energy for us on the planet. And really, desire is just like we talked, just like that prayer I was sharing at the beginning. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I am the spark of creation, and I am evolving every day and every moment and every second in my life to feel or to experience whatever the desire is that's latent in me or is expressed in me or is active in me. But what I've come to find is that those desires are actually a destination of experience or feeling. Again, I say that. And where we go awry is that we don't take that desire into our imagination space. We don't take it into that non-physical space of all possibility consciously. Okay, consciously. We get there sometimes by accident. We get there where our passion for something or our desire for something can be very strong. And even if we don't know how to direct it or how to focus it, we can still, in the moment of feeling that intense feeling, get present in the moment, connect to the portal of imagination, the energy goes in, and that's all happening. And that to me is what speaks to what they talk about in Law of Attraction, that as soon as you connect to it, it's happening. As soon as you connect to your desire, it's already beginning to happen. The cooperative components are coming together. They're evolving and moving together to assist you in the process of creation. So in the imagination, so now we're here, we're present, we're focused, we're connecting to that space of all possibility. And now in the present, we are allowing ourselves to see what that desire might look like, to see how that desire might grow and express itself. And so we allow our imagination to fill in the space, to fill in with all of these amazing images, and you kind of wander around, and sometimes they're connected and sometimes they're not. But it's this beautiful place of exploration. It's this beautiful place of the beginnings of creation. So again, one more time here, imagination is not mind and mind is not imagination. It's a fine line. It's one that for some may be like, yeah, whatever. It's not, it doesn't distinguish itself enough. But I can tell you in my own personal experience, as I have moved through my own life process, this idea of harnessing imagination is not new. I went through a whole bunch of looking for some quotes on imagination. And so the first one I came upon that really struck me is, imagination is the beginning of creation, says George Bernard Shaw. Again, it's only available in the present moment, but it is the beginning of creation. You feel, you tap into this desire, something in life has stimulated the desire. And in the moment, when you're in the moment, it engages you, it takes you into this new place of creation. Wow, what would that feel like? Wow, that would be amazing. Wouldn't it be great if this is occurring? Wouldn't it be great if I could create? Wouldn't it be wonderful if this could happen? If I could make this, if this could evolve into my experience, if I could have this experience? All of those things in the imagination, and then we go there and we stimulate and we feel and we do all kinds of things in our imagination to help that process. And so that's the powerful beginning of creation for us. We create powerfully, we create clearly, and we utilize our present focus to help stimulate that creative process. And see, the interesting thing about unconscious creation versus conscious creation is that for many of us, like I said earlier, there is a place where a desire is so strong that it sort of lines you up. It's so powerful that in that moment you get present. In that present moment, it pings through the portal and goes in and starts exploring. And that's an amazing thing. The challenge is when we let it go and we don't stay conscious of what we're putting into that process. So what happens next? It's out there, it's happening. So we get all these feelings and we're in the process of our imagination, and something happens when we stay conscious in it. And that is something can look like a shift of energy. And what is that shift of energy? Well, simply energy up or energy down. Is this creation, is this thing that I think I desire or I believe I desire, as I'm exploring it, does it cause my energy to spin up or does it cause my energy to drop? What's happening? And so you're imagining and your energy is going along and you seem to be going well, and all of a sudden you go, I don't know about that. And you get rational. Then you shift from imagination to mind because something showed up in the field of your imagination that stimulated a belief, a concept, an idea in your subconscious that is in the way of what you are attempting to create in this all potentiality. Are you following me here, guys? This is really powerful stuff. So you're following this potentiality and the energy changes and it starts to drop. That is not an indication that your desire is wrong. That is not an indication that your creation is not good. What it is an indication of is the emotional guidance that's showing you that something is in the way of that creation and it lives within you. And that is a belief, an idea, concept, or construct that is in opposition to the thing that you desire. That's the rub, right? That's the rub in this process. So what if instead of shutting down the desire, you step back for a moment, staying present, you step back and go, whoa, I just encountered some resistance. Because in imagination, there is no resistance. In true imagination, when you cross that threshold, there is no resistance. It's just pure potential. So if you find it, it means that you're still straddling two worlds because the thought or the idea that's holding in your consciousness cannot release just yet. in the potentiality that you are desiring. I know that's like so wordy and ridiculous, but it's the best I got right now. So I hope that you're able to follow along with me in that thought process. So there you are in that moment, feeling a desire and at the same time feeling the energy go, oh. And then the mind will jump in, see, we can't do that. No, we'll never get there from here. That's too far. It's not good. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not blah, 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 blah. And the mind just will, again, it's a thread. So the mind, its job, does its job. It follows the thread, pulls all the evidence, shows it to you and says, see, you're really not worthy. Because that's all the, from the warehouse of all the subconscious stuff. So instead of pulling away from, I encourage you to get more present. I encourage you to get more aware in that moment. Become more connected to that portal and allow yourself to hear what it is that prevents you from creating in the fashion that you know you can, but in the moment doesn't appear to be available. Again, just be with that experience. Conversely, you're in that creative portal, you're in that imagination, you're in your space, it's juicy, it's wonderful, you're just enjoying the heck out of it. And as you're there, your energy gets bigger and bigger, and the anticipation gets greater, and the joy around it begins to fill out. And there is a sense of awe, there's a sense of inspiration. There is a full body experience of what it is to be in the portal of imagination. And it doesn't necessarily smack you in the face. Sometimes it's subtle. It's all about just being sensitive to the moment and your energy and your field. So there it is in your field. The energy is expanding and growing. And maybe what happens is that it's growing so much that you maybe feel a little bit overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh. Again, deep breath. It just needs space. It just needs you to give it space. Maybe you have to step back a moment. Maybe you have to recalibrate how quickly you're funneling energy because your system is trying to find balance in this new place, in this place of creation. So again, in both directions, it's about staying present and being able to take it to the place of consciousness, the place of being conscious in that context. Let me welcome anybody who's able to participate. Guys, if you have questions, if you have thoughts about what's going on, don't be afraid to share. If you come over to our Facebook page at Adventures in Truth, you can actually interact with the show while we're going on, and I try to answer the questions and chat where possible. So the next quote that I came upon, remember, as we were talking about before, is Live Out of Your Imagination, Not Your History by Stephen Covey. And I thought this was profound because it speaks everything to this whole concept of how we approach imagination. If you are not present, if you're not in your imagination, if you're not in all potential, then you can only be in history. You can only be creating from history. That's why being present is so important. It's why the daily practice is so important. It's why exercising this powerful tool of imagination is so important. When we are in the present moment and creating from that moment and accessing the portal of all possibility through imagination, you're creating in now into the future, meaning you're creating in this moment, and that moment is evolving to the next moment, and the energy you're putting into that is all of this profound desire and experience and desire for clarity and more information and more connection and all of that. If that's not happening, then where you're creating from is behind you. That's where the mind comes in and sort of steps in, and you may be straddling both sides. You may not even be completely in. You may be standing at the doorway of your imagination and kind of going, yeah, I'm not sure about this. But if you're not completely present and there, then you are using the warehouse of your subconscious to create your present reality. I want you to sit with that for a second. You're using your history. You're using the warehouse of your subconscious to create your present reality. Is that really what you want to do? If it is, then continue. Please continue doing what you're doing. But if that's not where you ultimately want to be, that's what we're here to talk about. How do you get there from here? Getting present, use the breath. You know, this ties to all of the things we've been talking about with regard to this new foundation, this pyramid of wellness, where we focus on the breath as the foundation of that wellness. That wellness that when you manage your breath becomes a mind that is in service to the higher experience. And that's where we want to take this in imagination. Once you're in that imagination, let the mind do what it does. But when you focused it, when you've brought your awareness to the present, when you've shifted your state and you've gone into this realm of imagination, what the mind can do is help to fine-tune the experience in a way that kind of keeps you attached to this reality, this world. I mean, not necessarily this reality and what's going on, but attached to this world, so to speak. Because see, ultimately, it's not about losing the mind ever. It's not about destroying the mind. It's not about conquering the mind. It's not about war with the mind. It's simply about expanding your vibration, expanding your frequency, expanding your consciousness so that the mind becomes subservient to the soul, becomes subservient to the larger experience. And I choose subservient because it was a quick and easy word. It doesn't mean anything negative in this context. I just mean it in terms of the mind then becomes a tool of the consciousness. It becomes a tool of the higher self because we're still operating on the planet, guys. We're still got to do all the things we got to do here in the world. So this allows for that, okay? So again, live out of your imagination and not your history. And then the next one, the power of creation. Whoops, where'd you go? My imagination is a monastery and I am its monk. From John Keats. Every time I read that sentence, it just makes me stop. It just makes me breathe. The visual of that, the power of that imagery, the idea of the imagination being this sacred space, not some weird side thing that we get to play in, but this sacred space that we get to evolve through, the sacred space that connects us directly to our ability as creators, the sacred space that through proper approach, through proper steps, allows you to create and manifest anything and everything. And it happens in ways that we're not even really conscious of, which is pretty remarkable. So the power of creation lie in the imagination. It is in the temple of imagination. So when I become present, when I get present and I allow myself to go into the portal of my imagination in full presence and consciousness, I now am in this magical place. Maybe it's what they call the vortex in the law of attraction. It is getting lined up to that. It's not always easy to get there. It's not always easy to stay there. It's something that we have to work to build our energy to support and build our consciousness to understand and to align with so that it becomes second nature, just like any other muscle, you know, just like any other muscle that we have to take time to build and to understand it and what's the right nutrition and what's the right way to work this muscle to get the maximum capacity from it, to get the maximum experience of its ability to help me run or help me do push-ups or help me do weightlifting or help me do anything, right? So focusing again on that idea of this being a monastery, a sacred space, you want to bring all of your sacred space to this. So if you focus yourself anywhere else in a sacred space, I'm going to encourage you to shift that focus to here. Make this temple your sacred space, the temple of your imagination, and begin to learn and understand and differentiate how it evolves in your experience. Meaning, How do you use it? How can you use it? How can you engage it? And how can you come into complete alignment with it so that the seamlessness of your creation is desire to thought to creation? We're going to talk about that a little bit more and dive a little more deeply into this process here in just a second. But right now I'm going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Hello, everyone. Jim Case here with the Science of Transformation and Adventures in Truth podcast. I am super excited to tell you about my new book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book is a deep dive into the evolution of fear in our human experience. I truly believe this book will change your life. When you read it and integrate it and apply this new understanding of what fear is and how it works, how it's used, you see that fear truly is a choice, whether we're using it consciously or unconsciously. And that awareness will create quantum change in your life, and the freedom that you can experience is extraordinary. Head over to www.adventuresintruth.com and sign up for pre-sales and getting information about the distribution of the book. I'm excited to share it with you, as well as some excerpts going into the future. And thank you for being part of the Science of Transformation family and Adventures in Truth. Have an amazing day. All right, well, we're back. Hi. Getting used to my buttons and getting used to my new things here. So we are back, and give me a second here. Don't like when I do that. All right. So the next piece of this, the power is in alignment. So the last quote I have for you today, you can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. It comes from Mark Twain. You can't depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. Sit with that one for a second. That is so powerful. That to me speaks exactly of what we were just talking about. If you are not able to align consciously in your imagination, then what you see in your reality is going to be confusing, and you'll be unable to anchor to it because it's not in alignment with who you truly are. It's not in alignment with what your desire truly is. So the power is in how you align, aligning with self, aligning with desire, aligning to that portal, to that place that takes me to imagination. And if I'm conscious in there and I allow myself to see those things that potentially may be in the way of my imagining, or discover that I have this potential and this extraordinary ability to really enjoy my imagination without going into mind, you will find that the more you fine-tune that, the more you dial into that, the more powerful your alignment, the more powerful your creations, and the more clarity you have about what you truly desire and what you truly want or need. Because now you're not playing this, you know, we were talking earlier, remember, where if you're not in alignment, then you're not in imagination and you're creating out of history. So if you're creating out of history and your desire is not in history, so now you're trying to backfill or trying to fill a desire with the materials that didn't serve you in history, that don't, you're not doing them because they're not a part of your present. They're things that happened, they're experiences you've had. It's all back there. It's not here. So if you're looking backwards, how can you see what's in front of you? If you're looking backwards, how can you be present to what's before you? So I think this speaks a lot to that. And again, the power of alignment, doing the daily practice, being conscious of what we're doing, and then engaging the imagination, not the mind, to help us flesh out this desire, to help us evolve and expand and understand this desire. So I want to take you through a process of what I consider sort of be the process of creation and why this imagination piece is so important. So we start with, we're living our lives, we're doing our thing, we have an experience, and this experience stimulates a desire. It's a desire for something to be new, something to be different, something to be better, something to, whatever it is, it's a desire. And that desire immediately creates a sense of momentum because it engrosses us, right? We're having our life, and then suddenly there's this feeling or this desire. This desire shows up, and so we begin to lean into it. We begin to focus our awareness into it. It begins to build momentum. It begins to activate as our attention to it begins to focus more intently, right? So as you begin to focus and create this momentum, as it begins to coalesce, you begin to have thought, right? You begin to have thoughts and ideas. And so as you have those thoughts and ideas, you begin to focus those thoughts and ideas, again, allowing imagination, allowing your higher self to focus you to, in this moment, through that altered state, focus and direct you, focus and direct the thoughts so that you're continuing to consciously move this energy into imagination. And then, as I said, that enrolls the mind, and that's where the emotion comes in. So where are we? Are we aligned? Are we not aligned? Where's my emotional self? Is my emotional self engaged? Am I feeling lifted? Am I feeling expansion? And is that creating more momentum, right? You're creating more energy. And so your alignment is there. So this leads to, as we talked about, you see, you're able to, if the alignment isn't there, you can, in consciousness, through the emotions, see where you're stuck, see where it's hung up, and focus on that instead of trying to control what's happening in the field of your imagination. Focus on shifting and surrendering and releasing what's happening in the consciousness that is obstructing your ability to fully immerse in imagination, right? And when you do that, then, when you give yourself that permission and you don't push yourself or drive yourself or, and I don't negatively resist, you know, putting in resistance, when you don't do that, the energy can release because you're not attached to the energy. What your focus is on is the creation through imagination. So this old belief can be brought to the surface and you can say, wow, is this really what I want? Is this really what I believe now? Is this really true for my experience? Or is this just more old dead wood? Well, if it's old dead wood, then let's do something with it. Burn it, build something with it, throw it away, whatever. But move on, moving on, right? So we move on, but we continue to focus. So maybe initially when you have that experience, it's pretty intense and this all builds kind of quickly and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And you go through a few parts of the process. Well, once you've brought it into imagination and you've nurtured it and you've given it energy and it's got momentum, the next step is all you got to do is get out of the way. You've done your work. You're doing your work. So do you stay connected? Absolutely. You want to stay connected to it. Do you need to manage it? Not necessarily. The management is managing your energy, not the it. Let the energy do what the energy does. Manage you. Manage your thought, your feeling, your energy. Keep your focus in that connection to imagination, into that portal that is all possibility, and allow it to unfold in the context of all possibility, because that's how all of the magic happens. That's how all of the parts and pieces come together in a way that blows your mind, because you didn't get in the way. You cleared your space. You swept your sidewalk. You organized your stuff. You got yourself in a place of readiness, in a place of readiness, in a place of receiving, in a place of allowing this desire to come out of the imagination into this physical reality, into this time and space world that you are currently occupying. And then you allow that to unfold in your world. Do you see? Do you understand that every step of the process is driven by the course of your energy, is driven by the fabric of the field that you carry with you? So we don't know what we don't know, but as we know more, we learn more, we grow more, we expand more, and it just keeps continuing and continuing. So taking this idea of a new perspective of imagination, it is the greatest tool we have, and we've had it since day one. We just didn't really know how to deal with it. It's sort of this, you know, this interesting thing, and in some cases, you know, it may get demonized. It may get, oh no, you can't, and don't do this and don't do that. That's not flow, guys. That's not flow in our universe. That's not the things that stimulate our growth. I mean, they do, but they're stimulating in a way that may not be the happiest course you want to take, or may not be the most fulfilling course you want to take. So doing the work, getting into that alignment with your imagination, once that momentum begins, your work is simply then to fuel it with your love and appreciation. Your work is, you had the desire, you aligned with that desire, you worked, you did the work to clear the space, to understand your field, to feel the energy rising as you saw it in your imagination, as you saw this thing unfold. And what we do there going forward now is just appreciating how amazing it feels that this desire has come to fruition. Because in imagination, it's non-physical, but it's still a part of us. It's still, we are creators. We are the creation. We are the creating. We're doing it. So give yourself that permission to let it be, and then follow it up with all the good feeling, all of the appreciation, all of the good energy of, I was in my imagination and this is what I saw and this is how it felt and this was amazing. And look at how it impacted. I've been doing this with my book. You know, I imagine as I do my meditation, the millions of people that are reading this book, that are reading my book and being transformed or allowing it to be a foundation for their transformation, that I can appreciate so much the impact that my book is having all around the world, because it came from the most expanded part of my imagination, the most expanded, connected part of who I am. And because of that, the impact is going to happen. I was looking for a word and the word wasn't there. Because I think it's mostly about trust and faith past there. I've already created. I've already done the work. I've already put the energy in. The book is alive and well and thriving and it's coming into its own. It's coming into its own evolution. And all I need to do is continue to lift it, continue to support it, continue to use my imagination to feel the momentum that is already there. I don't have to recreate it. I don't have to push it. I don't have to add resistant energy in it. I can simply be with my creation and nurture it to existence. Imagine if a mother who is creating life in her womb spent every day of the pregnancy fussing and manipulating and fighting and resisting and adding all kinds of stuff to the process that has nothing to do with the process of creation. And imagine what that would feel like for 9 months that this thing is moving, evolving in your being, and these two beings are evolving. Imagine the difference if you spent that energy aligning with this new experience, aligning with this growth that is happening in you, this life, this creation. It's the same thing. It's just physical, but it's the same. The desire is the same. The imagination is the same. And that being inside of you is the same. They are evolving and flowing and growing, and they're going to come into their imagination. How do you support that in the context of being a mom? It's a great example. Because that nurturing is the exact same process you should be taking with the birth of everything you want to create out of your imagination. The mom isn't up inside of herself messing with the kid. The mom isn't reaching her hand up in there to shift him. The mom isn't saying, oh no, you can't sit that way. The mom is holding space for this amazing creation to come onto the planet, right? How amazing is that, that we have that ability, that visual right in front of us every single day. That's not separate. And that's where my challenge is with this, and why I want to create this new perspective of imagination. Because that child nurtured, that child given that environment to grow completely into their own, that creative process that took place that enabled that being to create the space for another being to move from non-physical to physical, and then to evolve through the physical process in the womb, and then to come out into the world as a created thing. And that thing having all the capabilities and possibilities and potentialities of all of it. What if we approach that a little differently with all of our people, all of our people, all the kids, all the way we think about how kids are brought into the world and the way we work and interact with kids? What if we stimulated that environment of conscious creation through imagination? What if that was what we trained our kids into? Imagine what they would be as adults when they can align their own energy, when they can feel and experience shifts in their own experience that they can process. And that because of your desire to nurture this beautiful experience further into its path, that you've given it complete permission to learn how to align, learn how to engage in the moment, and then learn how to step through that portal and utilize that portal every day of their lives. Imagine the adult they become, but even that, imagine the adult you can become simply doing that with you, doing that for yourself. Oof. So that's been a big conversation. I've talked a lot, and I'm going to continue to talk for a little while here, but just a couple more minutes. But I can't stress enough why I think this perspective change is so valuable, so important, and so relevant in this current environment. We have the ability, not in our mind, but in imagination, to come up with solutions. We came up with a solution to taking phones off walls attached to strings to create a thing that's about this big that we carry with us that has more capability in this little 5x7 or 4x6 or whatever the heck it is, that has more capability than most anything else on the planet with regard to computing, right? That was created from imagination. Somewhere, somebody at some point was inspired, and that inspiration, that experience in their life said, there's got to be more. There's more. I know there's more. That's the desire. The desire is more. There is more. I can expand to meet this. And so they stay with that, and they let it matriculate in their imagination while they're conscious of that process, because it's so significant that it's hard not to be conscious of it. But you allow it, and it moves forward, and it evolves, and the imagination comes, and you have inspiration, take this step. You have inspiration, tweak this. You have inspiration, change this line. You have inspiration that furthers this creation. You can go through our entire society and see it over and over and over and over again. You only have to look for the evidence to show up like that fast. We are creators. We are the evolution of God realized as matter. We are creation realized. If we are all that, then we are all able, capable, and fully empowered to step into creating our own experience. And I hope that through this dialogue, through this conversation, that you can see that creating your own reality is a very real, real thing. It's happening every moment of your life. The question is, are you being conscious of that creation or not? The question is, are you allowing yourself to find your alignment that you can consciously create by accessing the portal of your imagination and not using the warehouse of the mind to create more debris? Do you follow that? Because when you're creating from the mind, when you're creating in that cycle, you're just creating more debris, because it's all in history. It can't do anything about now. It can't do anything about creation. It can't do anything to help realize your desire. It may be able to help you understand how you keep yourself from your desire. And that's valuable, but you're not creating from that space. You're learning, you're releasing resistance from that space. So again, I encourage you to find your daily practice as we do every time, whatever that may be, but use the breath, learn how to use the breath, learn how to set your own foundation, and every day take steps to being more conscious. It's not a perfect process, guys. It's not every, you know, it's not something you're going to live in 24/7, 7 days a week. There's too many other things happening in the world. But the more that you can allow yourself to step back, the more you can disengage from the noise and be present to your experience, be present to your energy, then you have the ability to make change. You have the ability to create quantum change, not only in your life, but in the world at large, because from that space of inspiration and imagination, all things are possible. All things are possible. Every now, everything now, right now. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity to share these ideas with you, to talk about them, to flesh them out, to really give them some legs. And I hope that you take the time to feel into it for yourself, because that's really where the change, that's where the rubber is going to meet the road. I can talk all day long and share all kinds of concepts and ideas and beautiful thoughts, and that's wonderful. But if it doesn't connect, it's just lots of pretty words. So I encourage you, as you find your lane, as you align to your deepest part of yourself, take these words into that space, feel your way into them and see what resonates for you. But I almost can almost bet that you will find very similar information in your own consciousness, because I don't think mine's any different. I think it's just a question of where you put your perspective, where you put your focus. So be intentional, be focused, and let's start to use our imagination to create change in ways that no one saw coming, because we created in the space of all potential, all possibility, and then we allowed it to unfold in our alignment without resistance. There may be, you know, and you say, well, there's always resistance to think. Yeah, going back to the analogy of the pregnancy, you know, at the point where the baby is physically coming into the world, there is a ton of pressure. There is a ton of intensity. There may be resistance. There may be resistance in the being of the mother. There may be resistance in the being of the baby. But the process is non-resistant in nature. It's intense. It's focused. It requires the use of focused energy and pushing and moving, helping that being to move through the birth canal. But if there is a union there, if there is a union of energies, maybe the potential could be different. Maybe the potential for that creation could be different if there was a different alignment. But know that ultimately the process is without resistance. The resistance that's in it is because that's what we put there based on our beliefs, our understanding, our thoughts, all of that good stuff. So be good to you. Be connected to you. Allow that to inform how you can go out and help to change the world and be a part of that change if you're inspired to do so. Remember, your imagination is the source of creation. Allow that to be, and you will begin to see things unfold in your life that you could never have anticipated because you got out of the way with all of your baggage to allow the universe to provide in a way that always serves. And as you are the universe, as you are God, it's all part of the same process. It just happens that, you know, we got this physical thing going on we got to pay attention to. So thank you again for joining me. I so appreciate you guys, and I would love for you to show your appreciation just for having conversation, just for having conversation. Like us, subscribe. The more we can get out there, the more we want to share this with people. Share it with your friends, share it with your neighbors. Let everybody know that they can have an hour and come and sit and have some really powerful dialogue and hear some great information that can be really impactful and help change the course of your experience. May your adventures be amazing. May your adventures be filled with love. May your adventures fill you beyond your imagination. Have an amazing day, and thank you so much for being here. Take care. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.